You're listening to Brains On from American Public Media. I'm Molly.
I'm Gus.
Okay, Gus. Like, I'm sure you've experienced when one person in your family gets a cold, that cold virus spreads, and then all of a sudden, your whole family is sick.
So how does that happen? How do viruses spread?
We can answer that.
Who said that?
Us, Kara and Gilly. You can't see us because we are microscopic.
We're viruses, and we have a podcast, too.
Oh, geez, does everyone have a podcast now?
Hit it, Gilly.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Gilly.
And this is Going Viral with Kara and Gilly.
Sup, Kara? How's things?
Good, good. Yeah, I've been infecting a new friend. It's going well, but I hope they don't get sick of me.
Ugh, Kara, are you trying out your stand-up material on me again?
Yeah, I'm performing tomorrow night at the Snot Factory.
Well, that joke was a little on the nose.
I'd rather be in the nose.
Huh? You're a dork, but I love you.
Aw.
So we got some fan mail.
Fan mail. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Well, okay.
Is it? What is it?
It's like a bunch of questions. Here, let me play them.
Hi, my name is Ashok from Los Angeles, California. How do viruses move from one person to another?
Hi, this is Finn and Ellis, and we want to know, how are viruses formed?
This is Anna.
And Charlie.
Our questions are, what are viruses? How do they make people sick?
And are they alive?
Hi, my name's Amelia.
And I'm Isaac.
How does your body react to a virus and why?
Cute. Love it.
Yeah, super cute. Okay, so here's the Q&D.
Quick and dirty.
On us viruses. We're ultra-tiny microscopic bits of genetic material. Are we living? Are we dead?
It's not really clear.
Kind of depends on your definition of living.
So true. What is clear, though, is we need to invade a living cell to make more of ourselves.
Exactly. And that's where you come in, Viralinos, our wonderful, dedicated friends of the pod. For us to spread, we need to travel from one infected person to another. And in humans, we like to do that in viral droplets.
Viral droplets are like carpools for viruses. But instead of SUVs and minivans, it's spit and boogers.
The only way to travel.
When someone sneezes or coughs, they shoot out these little droplets of saliva or mucus full of viruses.
Sometimes we land straight in a mouth.
Goal!
Or up a nose or in an eye. Your average cold or flu virus can only infect you if it gets in one of those places.
It's mouth, nose, or eye, or kiss your infecting days goodbye.
Right. But after a cough, most of the time we land on the floor.
Womp, womp.
Or a wall or a table, whatever.
Viral droplets don't have GPS, so it's literally a toss-up.
But some viruses can survive several hours or even days outside a body. So maybe you pick up something from the floor or touch that table.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Then we get on your hand.
Uh-huh.
And then you take your hand.
Oh, I love this part.
And you put it in your mouth.
Yes, we're in.
And you thought you were just biting your nails or picking your nose.
Or stroking your teeth for good luck.
Kara, humans don't do that.
I have no idea what they do. They're so weird.
Truth. Well, once we're in, that's when we shine.
And by shine, she totally means we try to sneak inside one of your cells and turn it into a virus factory.
Sometimes your body's immune system stops us before we really spread.
Boo!
But other times, we make it to a cell. You have so many, it's no biggie. We just hack it so it makes viruses.
And when that viral cell factory is totally full of new viruses, it explodes! But, you know, in a fun way.
Well, the cell dies.
Fun for us, I mean.
Right, right, right. It is fun. Viruses shoot out everywhere. We infect new cells, and that's how you get sick.
Yep. Then it's your turn to give us a ride on a viral droplet to our next destination.
Road trip.
Hey, Gilly, you know what a virus's favorite road movie is?
What?
Sneezy Rider.
Please, do not put that in your stand-up set. Anyway, after the break, when bodies fight back.
Keep listening. We want to give a special shout out to today's sponsors.
People who don't cover their mouths. They have been with us since the very first episode, and I mean this, we would not be here without them.
Whether you're a virus planning a trip by sneeze, cough, spittle, or explosive burp, People Who Don't Cover Their Mouths is your best bet for getting to your destination.
They've got sick people around the globe who just don't cover their face holes. So no matter where you're headed, there's probably a person not covering their mouth to help you get there.
Get a 10% discount on your next trip by entering the code GOINGVIRAL.
Bon voyage! And we're back.
So yeah, like we were saying, it's all fun and games until the human body starts fighting back.
Ugh, immune systems are the worst.
Yeah, you humans have cells that are specifically bent on destroying us foreign invaders, and it's hard not to take it personally.
Seriously, like, what did I ever do to you? I mean, we just want to, like, take over your cells. You have lots of them. I don't want to say it's greedy, but maybe it's a little greedy.
Your immune system has a bunch of ways of fighting back. Like when you get a fever, that's your body making it very unpleasant and hot for us.
And all that extra snot makes it harder for us to attach to your cells.
And you know when you feel all tired? That's your body focusing on getting rid of us. I mean, hello, you don't have endless amounts of energy. You need to prioritize.
And those aches? Your body is making more cells to fight us off.
So when you think about it, it's not really us making you feel like poop, it's your own body.
Accurate. To be fair, if it didn't stop us, we'd take over your entire body. We're ambitious.
In conclusion, thanks for nothing, humans.
All right, that's all we have time for today.
Yeah, this is getting me all worked up. I need a break.
Until next time, we're gonna hang out on a door handle.
Bye!
You can learn more about how you're